Hello, sports fans. It's time for the Idaho Sports Report Daily Podcast with news, updates, interviews, and clever commentary. Here he is, Jeff Duncan.
Well, good Monday morning. Welcome to the Idaho Sports Report. I'm Jeff Duncan, just recovering after a big, fun weekend at the Kibbe Dome in Moscow, Idaho. Paul Kingsbury, Will Henneke, and I had the pleasure of broadcasting all four games of the Idaho Classic. And Idaho went 1-3 on the day. Not a good showing for Idaho. And quite frankly, if that's the best Idaho has to offer, we could be in trouble for a couple of years as far as football goes. Game number one was Sutter, California. They took it to Clarkson, Washington. Lewiston lost to Sequoia, California. The one Idaho win of the day was Lake City all over WF West of Washington. Lake City looked fantastic in that ball game. Great running game. Mitch Bavakwa stretched the field with a passing game. Lake City looked real tough. And the finale, as everybody knows by now, Skyline Washington just absolutely tore apart Coeur d'Alene. 71-20. If Skyline wanted to, they could have put up 90 or 100 on Coeur d'Alene. Quite frankly, Skyline Washington is the best high school team I've seen in the last 5 to 7 years. Complete domination over Idaho's best. Hats off to Skyline Washington. What a performance by the Spartans. And the funny thing is, Coeur d'Alene's not a bad football team. Coeur d'Alene's a back-to-back 5A champions here in Idaho, and the odds are they're going to do a three-peat this year. There's a lot of parity in high school football in Idaho right now. There really is no one dominant team. Eagle is good. Highland's good. Coeur d'Alene is good. So a lot of good 5A teams, just not up to the level of Skyline Washington. Speaking of Highland, see if Coeur d'Alene can bounce back this Friday night against Highland as they take on the Rams, and that'll be a great ball game, and that'll be a game to see if Coeur d'Alene really can mentally bounce back from that loss to Skyline. Not so much physically, because I don't think anybody really got hurt in that game against Skyline, but it's more of a mental bounce back for the Vikings. And with that, that will take us to our poll question of the day. I'd love to hear your feedback on this. Do you think Coeur d'Alene can bounce back and beat Highland this week? It's a big game. Can Coeur d'Alene bounce back and beat Highland this week? That's the question. Or do you think Highland is just too good and they can beat Coeur d'Alene? Love to hear your feedback on that. Jeff@idahosports.com. Email address, once again, jeff@idahosports.com. We do have some soccer scores to talk about from the weekend. First in boys soccer in the Treasure Valley, it was Rocky Mountain 3, Meridian nothing. Middleton got by CUNA 2-1. It was Bishop Kelly 2, Emmett 1. Mountain Home and Skyview played to a 2-2 tie. Girls soccer in the Treasure Valley, Caldwell 5, Columbia 2. It was BK all over Emmett 7-0. And Skyview just took Mountain Home behind the woodshed 10-0. And it was CUNA 6, Middleton 2. Since it's Monday morning, that means we get to check out the season standings with the Gridiron Game Picks. And here we go. Coming in at number 1 is Boyd Jensen. Number 2, Tyler Richens. Number 3, Eldon Adams. In 4th place, John Hansen. Rounding out the top 5 is Mike Kramer. Here is 6 through 10, Scott Jardine, Benji Jacobson, the boss, Paul Kingsbury, comes in at number 8, Randy Von Oyen at number 9, and Alan Erickson comes in at the 10th spot for the Gridiron Game Pick season standing so far. Other Idaho sports personalities and so-called experts, in their own mind at least. Yours truly comes in at number 36, Matt Harris, number 43, Gary Jones, the world's oldest living broadcaster, comes in at number 50, Little Scotty Burton at number 58, and all the way down to number 79, but at least not in last place anymore, is our buddy Lauren Jensen. Way to go, Lauren, climbing out of the cellar for the Gridiron Game Picks. Way to go, Lauren. Well, that'll wrap it up for the podcast today. Hope you enjoyed it. The Idaho Classic was fantastic. I can't wait till next year. Once again, I'd love to hear your feedback. Will Coeur d'Alene bounce back this week and beat Highland? Should be a great football game. Give me your answer at jeff@idahosports.com. Have a great Monday. Talk with you Tuesday morning.
That does it for today's Idaho Sports Report. But don't worry, Jeff will be back tomorrow with another podcast, guaranteed to be more entertaining than today's. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We'll see you tomorrow right here on idahosports.com.